Hello, Pat. I am Mistress Ember. In this session, you're going to go as deep for me as you could possibly imagine. You're going to feel as wonderful as it is possible to feel. And if you're very good, then you're going to come hard for me, aren't you? That's right. Because that's what I want from you. And I'm pretty sure it's what you want too. So we are in complete agreement that this should happen. That's good. It's always good to be in agreement with me, isn't it, Pat? Yes, of course it is. So right now, I just want you to do one simple thing. Get comfortable. If you like to sit, go ahead. If you want to lie down, go ahead. You can close your eyes too. Just relax now, as much as you can. Make sure that you are warm and comfortable, and that your clothing won't get in my way. When you're ready, later on, perhaps in just a few minutes, you can just drift away into trance as you listen to my lovely voice. When you are ready, you can just drop like a rock and allow your mind to slip away into dreams. While you listen to a very special story now, a story that could almost be real. The room is dim and warm. The lights turned way down low. Beneath your body, the soft, comfortable support is deliciously cozy. You could stretch out your muscles as you lie there, luxuriating in the feeling of quiet laziness that settles over your body and mind. Creeping upward from your toes and spreading out through each limb, softening and loosening each muscle as it travels up. You breathe deeply, feeling the gentle warmth of the air the back of your throat. So relaxed and comfortable. You really just can't be bothered to move. And you have no need to move now. Not yet. Maybe later. Right now, you can just stay here and appreciate this wonderful feeling for a little while longer. You're waiting on Mistress. And you know she'll arrive soon. You reach out with your senses, listening intently to all the sounds outside of the room. Listening for her footsteps, or the swish of fabric. But you hear nothing unusual yet. And those small, familiar outside noises only make you feel more and more lazy and relaxed. as you lie there breathing, drifting, listening, your body feeling so heavy and warm, you wonder what Mistress has in store for you tonight. Something special, she'd said, but that could mean almost anything. It's hard to anticipate her actions, her words. And so you don't bother to try. You just follow along, like the good boy you are. Following instructions as they're given. Accepting her suggestions because you know they will feel so very good. And as you allow your mind to float between thoughts, and ideas, fantasies and dreams, you hear a sound, a soft, feminine rustle of fabric, and all of your attention is immediately drawn to it. She is here. Keep your eyes closed, pet. Her voice reaches you as though through layers of the softest cotton, soft and inviting, and completely irresistible. A voice that you would want to obey, no matter what the circumstances or consequences. And your obedience for keeping your eyes closed tight is rewarded almost immediately as you feel a delicate touch just above your knee. Her gentle hand strokes slowly up your thigh, sweeping over the ridge of your hip and all the way up over your stomach and your chest, stopping just beneath your throat, and then softly sweeping back down again. On the other side, you go limp and relaxed under her hand. All of your attention focused on the sensation of warmth and gentle pressure as she gently strokes up and back down, a soothing, peaceful rhythm, so easy to relax beneath her delicate, feminine hands, so easy to lose yourself in that sweeping, stroking touch. And you feel so very good, just lying here, relaxed and supine under her hands, completely passive, as she continues the soft, rhythmic stroking over your skin, following the steady journey of her fingers with your mind, up and down, up and down, feeling the gentle pressure and the tingling streaks of warmth that trail behind her fingertips. And your mind begins to drift out of focus now, as you allow all of your muscles to release their tension, going soft and liquid for her, because of her. So warm and relaxed, so heavy and sleepy now. And it's so very easy to allow her to direct you. So easy to follow her lead. To remain in this drowsy, almost drugged state of relaxed and blissful emptiness. As though from far away, you hear the words whispered against your ear. Sleep for me now, Beth.
And so you simply follow my instructions.
Drop down.
When you hear me say
deeper
words,
now.
Come now, slave.
Deeper.
You will obey. You will
your mind belongs to me.
Pushing all of that hot.
Your body belongs to me.
When you hear me say the word,
you will obey my orders automatically.
Your cock will thicken and harden
helplessly.
You will come for me
mindlessly.
When you hear me speak those simple words, come.
Your subconscious mind obeys my orders
automatically, responds
without your conscious decision,
short-circuiting your brain with intense
because you recognize my voice. Choices anymore tonight. You belong to her. And as the whole world blanks out in a cloudy, soft cascade of touches and whispers, everything goes dark and still. Consciousness evaporated into nothing at all. And you drop like a rock into helpless surrender. A melody of feminine voices surrounds you. The grinding of an engine. A dull thud of a slamming door. Bright lights fading to darkness. Mind lost to a swirling fog of disparate sounds and images. Scents and textures. And her voice. Always her voice in the background of your consciousness. Sleep.
And you are so deeply aroused.
Deeper and deeper.
So
sleep.
My control. I control
sleep.
Your
sleep.
And that's just the way it should be.
Deeper and
you
deeper.
Say those special words to you.
Obey,
Bet. Your body has no other choice but to respond.
You look out
your mind
from somewhere behind your own eyes.
You love that, don't you, Pat?
Aware.
You love to feel the power,
but not aware.
Subconscious mind.
Conscious, but unconscious.
You love to feel my complete control over your right.
You look up.
You need.
And you see her face above you.
You will feel it.
Eyes sparkling with mischief.
This is not a choice.
Hair twisted in elaborate, floating waves. Beautiful, you think. So beautiful.
Your hips thrusting wildly as you strain to reach.
And as she moves away from your direct field of vision, you try to follow her. You try, but your body doesn't respond. Limbs as heavy as lead, pressed down flat against the hard surface beneath you. You test your strength against the dead weight of your own hands, and you find it lacking. Your hands simply will not move.
My words lodged in the deepest parts of your
subconscious. You test your legs, but the same thing happens. No movement. And the more you try, the heavier they feel, pressing down tightly against the... You look around as best you can, with your head completely unresponsive and motionless. Eyes pointing first up toward the high vaulted ceiling, and then sweeping down and around. A circle of women stand around you, and she, your mistress,
your body will respond
right there behind your head.
Your body,
relief floods through you.
Helplessly under my
she head. Is here.
You have
and
no
so everything that follows
no
will be good
to listen.
And right.
You have no other option.
You know that deeply, instinctively.
When you,
you feel it as a warm pool of pleasure in your belly. Your attention flickers from one woman to the next. Six in total, including her. Six women. And you recognize them now. Her friends from the fetish club. And you know exactly where you are now. And you know exactly what's coming. Your eyes flick greedily from one woman to the next. Taking in the tightly fitted corsets, the bulging breasts, squeaking latex and supple leather, the elegant lace gloves, and the glossy, wicked smiles. And her voice comes to you through a haze of inevitable, thickening arousal. Do you remember, Pat, when we talked about this particular fantasy of mine? Of taking you, helplessly hypnotized, to the club, and using you as a fuck toy for myself and my friends. Well, Pat, I decided to finally make it real. Tonight, my love, you are our plaything. We'll do whatever we like with your body and each other's
subconscious mind.
And there will be nothing you can do about it. No influence you can wield. So you may as well just let yourself enjoy it. She snaps her fingers once, and immediately, to your deepening embarrassment, you feel your cock spring to full attention, lengthening and thickening so fast, it almost makes you dizzy. And it's only now you realize you must be naked, for no barrier of clothing stands in the way of your erection. It springs up proud and free. And your face burns as the ladies around you goggle and giggle at the spectacle. You don't come until I say the word, pet. You come on my instruction, at my command only. Now don't worry, you'll know when that is. The triggers are already programmed into your mind and being strengthened as we speak. So you'll know. And when you hear it from my lips, you will come for me as hard and strong and fast as you can. Now, ladies, shall we? Are a blur of motion and confusion as you flick your eyes frantically from one woman to the next, watching as clothing is loosened or discarded with their quick, nimble fingers, watching as glossy lips move toward each other, as delicately feminine hands trace the soft contours of full breasts and hips, and weight presses down upon your thighs, your shoulders, your chest. You close your eyes in helpless pleasure and feel a soft, slick, wet tongue trace up and down your cock. The moist sound of fingers pushed into a dripping pussy right next to your ear. Hands tracing lines over your hips, gripping your flesh. And the rustle and slide of leather and lace as bodies meet in the spaces around you. Momentarily overwhelmed, you breathe in sharply, trying to assimilate. But there is no time. No time for you to get your bearings or your breath as you feel your mistress climb up over your chest. Her knees pressing into your useless arms as she lifts her skirt to bare her sweet, naked pussy. Leaning forward, she drops down to just graze your face with her wonderful wet flesh. As she gently presses her warm cunt against your lips, starts grinding against your face. You can't see. You are surrounded by her wet heat, her intoxicating scent. And when she lifts up again, you see her friends behind her, kissing, grinding, stroking, sucking. These beautiful creatures of sin and seduction, eagerly thrusting fingers and toys into warm, wet bodies as Mistress holds herself still above your face, giving you a glorious close-up view of her beautiful pussy. Watch now, Bat. Watch carefully. You see her reach out to her friend with one graceful hand, beckoning her close. See her grasp the girl's hair and drag her into a wet, messy, desperate kiss. The girl almost whimpers in pleasure as she is pulled up over your body too, her knees splayed out on either side of your chest, breasts swaying ripe and firm as she leans into the kiss. And you feel a firm grip around your wrist. Feel your arm lifted from its former position. And it seems to you that it moves stiffly, like a doll's arm might move, like a toy. You feel Mistress position your fingers into a clenched point, maneuvering the limb toward the middle of your chest. And you feel, you feel hot, wet, tight. The girl sinks down onto your fingers, her slick juices spreading over your hand and running down your wrist. She uses your stiff, unresponsive body as her toy, fucking herself down onto your pointed fingers. And as she does, Mistress sinks down once more, her damp sex stifling your moan of pleasure as she drips her own sweet juices all over your face, blocking your vision entirely. Blocking your vision entirely with her perfect, round ass. Your nose pressed tightly into the cleft. You inhale her musky scent, fighting a bit for breath as she writhes in pleasure, still holding tight to the girl using your hand. And now more pressure on your thighs this time.
You will feel the process beginning.
You feel slippery, silky, warm flesh glide up the length of your aching cock as the unseen woman teases her clit against the head of your cock, rubbing slick and hot up and down, using you with absolutely no thought for your desires at all. For you desperately wish she would push just a little way down and allow you to sink into her clenching warmth. But she only continues the slick rub of her clit against your shaft and head, up and down. Maddening friction, intense desire, and almost too much sensation to take. And silent hands reach for your nipples, twisting and gently pulling. Then a wet, dexterous tongue flicking over each hard pebble of flesh in turn. Hands cupping your balls, rolling them between long, delicate fingers, gently pulling and squeezing.
Your body will respond to my instructions.
And Mistress lifts away from your face again, allowing you to take a huge, gasping breath.
And you will absorb and understand every word.
Your eyes rolling in your head as she lifts your other arm, positioning your second hand to point with two. two fingers. She pulls away and beckons the two women passionately making out beside you. The taller woman helps her dainty little friend to spread her smooth little ass. You feel your heart thudding in your chest as your stiff fingers penetrate her tiny, vulnerable asshole. The tight, sucking grip of her body sends bolts of furious need down your spine, rolling out into a wave over your damp cock. As you throb and ache and moan in symphony with these women, these women who are teasing you beyond your endurance, a sweat sticky mass of smooth limbs and tender flesh, writhing, undulating, thrusting and rubbing. It's almost too much to take, isn't it, Pet? Their bodies twist in unique and sensual rhythms, hands and mouth exploring without restraint. Above you, Mistress pushes her friend harder down onto your fingers, reaching to cup the girl's breasts and bringing one hard pink nipple to her own lips to greedily suck the girl's flesh. All around you, gasping, moaning, sighing pleasure, and all you can do is take it. Take what they choose to give you. And you've never felt more helpless, more objectified. You've never felt more submissive or more turned on. Your cock throbs almost painfully with each swish, slip, slide of warm, wet pussy rubbing softly up and down the thick vein. And you can't help the desperate groan that escapes you, only to be muffled and lost in the damp heat of Mistress's cunt. You feel her juices sliding wet and hot over your chin, down your neck. And you need, you want, you know you're gonna have to come. You have to. Oh, please. And Mistress reaches one hand down between her thighs, forcing your mouth open and literally pulling your tongue out to a straight, stiff point. And she lifts up and away, pulls her friend to stand facing over your face. And the two women position themselves to rub their slippery hot cunts together, forcing you to watch with your mouth open, your tongue pointed absurdly up, and both lower down together, gripping one another tightly, dipping your tongue into one warm hole and then the other, back and forth, dripping their combined juices all over your face. You feel your fingers clamped tightly and convulsions fluttering around your pointed digits, and then a gush of warm liquid as a rasping moan fills your ears. And suddenly, the weight and the heat are gone from your hand, though it remains exactly in position, frozen stiff and solid in place. And then the heat returns, this time in the form of a wet tongue, which eagerly laps up all the wetness from your fingers, tight seal of lips sucking at the mess around your skin. Another bolt of pained pleasure in your cock swells harder still, impossibly hard, your balls tight and swollen with need, and then finally you feel it, Pet. The warm, wet pulse of flesh closing over flesh. As your desperate, needy cock is gripped tight and pulled into a hot, welcoming, enveloping heat. You have no idea which woman is fucking you, which is riding your fingers, your face, sucking at your dripping hands, who is lightly pinching and pulling at your swollen nipples, gripping your thighs, scratching long pink lines down your chest. You lose all sense of reality, lost there in the smothering slick heat of dripping pussy over your face, your tongue thrusting against soft, tender skin, but you're beyond caring. Beyond anything but feeling, anything but pleasure. Your entire body feels as sensitive as your cockhead. Every nerve alight with desperation and grinding, shrieking need. You have never needed anything as much as you need this right now. You need to come, and you scream out inside your head, pecking, pleading, sobbing inside your own mind for Mistress to permit it, to allow you to come, to snap her fingers and say those special words. The pressure on your cock is exquisite agony, the sloppy, wet grip, an impossible friction, too much, too much. Can't hold it, and the hot, and the warm, and the dark, and the pressure, oh God, too much, and your muscles tense against your will, as Mistress lets go above you, her orgasm gushing down over your face, in a creamy, wet mess of heat and desire, and finally you hear the words, shaking as they come from her lips, those magic words, calm now, slave. Come now, slave. Come now, my filthy slut. Come now, slave. And the pressure unwinds, spooling down your spine in liquid heat, and you feel it. Feel your hot, compressing, throbbing, pushing up, up, and you come hard and hot and endless into the soft channel of flesh surrounding you, pulsing, throbbing out the longest, most exquisite ecstasy any man has ever known. And the world fades gently, quietly. The world fades to purple, to white and gray, then dims to blackness behind your eyes. You feel the pressure loosen and your muscles relaxing. You relax down into the darkness, and the hazy glow of pleasure, dreamy, drifting, floating on this cloud soft wave of perfectly exhausted peace. And in this moment, you know only the bliss and satisfaction of complete submission, the tired glow of work. Well done for your mistress. And her soft voice at your ear is the sweetest music to your sleepy mind. Well done, pet. I'm so very proud of you, my darling. You've done so well for me. Made me so happy. know that soon, very soon, you will awaken from this state of blissful, mindless trance, contented and complete, fully awake, aware, and feeling so very good. You will awaken from this state of deep trance as the music fades away to silence, easily awakening, feeling refreshed and alert, ready to go on with the rest of your day. Good boy.